SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All righty, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Tuesday. By the way, can I just say this? I thought yesterday's Kobe edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Dumb was great. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of good moments and a lot of proper perspective on all the things that we went through on Sunday. So just wanted to give you props for putting together very good Kobe-centered edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Dumb yesterday.
I mean, the problem was is that when you sit down to and I start looking at all the stories for that I try to go through, even today was kind of rough because it's still there's so much just Kobe out there.
Right.
Twitter, maybe it's my fault. Maybe it's just my timeline. Maybe it's just, them picking me apart and going, oh, this is what he wants right now. Everything that comes through on my timeline is just Kobe. So it's really hard to get around the news and find other news that is entertaining because, it's like almost like the world stopped for a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. So what is the good of the day today?
Yeah, we're not stopping at all today.
Not at all.
Well, we're going to take you to the Australian Open today.
Australian Open.
Yeah, this happened earlier this morning. When I say this morning, it was this afternoon in Australia, I think.
We're not sure. I don't get it.
It's daytime there when this happened, so I'm going to go this afternoon.
Okay.
So technically, it hasn't happened for us yet.
Right. Okay. We're two in the future.
Yeah. We're two in the past.
We're in the past. I'm sorry.
We haven't caught up to the future yet.
You've already confused me.
Well, that's my job. but I got to give it up to Roger Federer. We spent a couple seconds ago. We were just talking about quarterbacks, being put out to pasture because they're too old. They don't get that farewell tour. I don't know how old is. I should probably look it up. How old Roger Federer is? But I feel like
100.
I feel like he's been playing tennis for like 50 years.
85,
probably.
106.
He fought off this afternoon. He fought off 7 match points in the fourth set.
What?
7 match points. And mind you, in the third set, he had to take an injury timeout because his groin was bothering him. Fought through that, came back and just dominated the fifth set and won.
Okay, can I just make this point? When you are given athletic talent, right, does it automatically come with this competitive nature not to just give up?
Maybe.
Because I would say, look, I've got a groin injury and I'm kind of done. Thanks, but I'm kind of out. I'm going to go fix this and bye. Thanks. Instead of going, no, I'm going to fight to the death. I'll go down with this injury. I don't care. I'm fighting this guy to the tooth and nail. I'm advancing in this bad boy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'd be like, listen, I'm a 38-year-old champion or whatever, how old he is. I'd be like,
he's 38.
I'm gonna go fix it. By the way, wasn't that the age of Jimmy Connors when we all thought old man Jimmy Connors was running the U.S. Open back in 1990?
Remember, we
wasn't
celebrated
he 38? Oh, we literally thought like he was from the senior tour. Remember how people treated that?
They gave him an open slot.
Yeah,
that's what it was. It was like a wild card entry, and they just said, it's Jimmy Connors. You got to let him play.
Why not? That's about. I think he was 38 when he made that run.
Federer is ranked number 3 in the world. He's still making noise.
God bless him. God bless him.
Injures his groin in the third set, fights off 7 match points in the fourth set, and then comes back, and he wins in the fifth and final set, and he's on to, I believe, he's on to the semifinals now.
God bless him, man.
But there was a soundbite from over the weekend that we didn't get to that needs to be played. This is his post-game, I guess, in the fourth round, post-game interview with John McEnroe. And this is talking about his opponent, who happens to be American. I'm going to hold off on the name because it's really what it's all centered around.
Okay.
Finally, Roger, you play your next match is against a guy, I think he's got the greatest name for tennis in tennis history. His name's Tennis Sandgren. I don't know why his parents named him Tennis, but God bless them because he's in the quarterfinals. And he's the only American left. So what do you make of that when it's coming up in a couple days?
He was not going to be a baseball player, that's for sure. with that name. it's unreal, actually. No, I'm looking forward to playing him against him. I've never played against tennis, and I've played a lot of tennis in my life, but never against tennis. So I'm looking. Oh man.
That's awesome. I should have named my kid Billionaire Entrepreneur.
Probably, right?
Right?
You know, maybe just go ahead and name Doctor. I mean, it's spelled T-E-N-N-Y-S.
I just called it up. I now see it. I got to be honest. I never would have said tennis. I would have said tennis. Tennis.
Yeah.
But it's tennis, it's with tennis. A Y. Why spell it with a Y?
Well, then when you first see the name, you're like, oh, okay, well, you know, that must be a popular name in another country. Not America.
His parents named him tennis, but they said, look, we can't spell it like tennis, like T-N-I-S. That's stupid. Like, that's just, you know, that's like calling our kid table. Like, we can't call him a thing. So let's change the spelling and then just say, oh, it's pronounced tennis.
Yeah, he was born and raised in, was that Gallatin, Tennessee?
Wow. That's right up the road from where I am.
Is that how you say Gallatin?
Yes. Gallatin is not far from me. Wow.
Yeah. So
that's where he's from?
That's where he's from.
I should pay more attention to local stars in the Australian Open from my city.
Nah. His mother is South African, so maybe that's it.
Maybe that's it.
You know, when I was doing the search, I mean, I typed in tennis. It immediately wanted to say, oh, Tennyson.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I've heard that name. That's like an old name, Tennyson. But no, his name is just Tennis.
Real quick, and I know we got to get to the bad, but real quick. I was always impressed with Tiger Woods when he would play on the PGA Tour. One of the things, Tiger was a very, he would be very straight, right? He was a hard guy to get to know, but he seemed to know a lot about you. Like, he could go up to somebody and go, hey man, welcome to the tour.
You didn't really, no.
Well, he would know, he would like, if you, let's say you were a young kid from UCLA,
right,
and you got your tour card. He could go up to you and say, hey, welcome to the tour. Really great. You had a great college career. Really, really glad you're here. And people go, wow. Does Roger Federer even know this kid? Does he even know anything about this kid? Does he go, I don't know. I don't know him.
But you know what? By the time he played him today or this, by the time he plays him this afternoon, I just love doing that.
Never heard of him.
I mean, that's really bad and dumb of us. But
right,
so
well, it's fine. It's fine. It's Australia. It's great. They're not offended.
No, they're just burning.
By the way, if you listen to us in Australia, please tell us what day of the week it is.
Yes.
What month it is and what year it is. If you could just help us out with that, that'd be great.
You can't listen to us there right now.
That's true, because this show is, well, I don't want to get to it. All right, so that's, what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, I'm going to take you to another country. I'm going to take you to Norway. Very international.
Very international. Wow, you're really taking us around the globe.
There was a girl stranded in the Norwegian wilderness. She created a Tinder profile and swiped for someone to save her.
What? Repeat that. She created a Tinder profile.
So she would swipe to find someone, I guess, local in the area to connect with her via Tinder so that she can offer up get some help or rescuing.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Which is good.
Does that
good
work?
Use of technology. I mean, it worked for her.
Apparently.
But I mean, if your phone is working. Wouldn't you just call, like, you know, dial Norway's equivalent to 911? I mean, maybe you don't know it, but I mean, if you're able to get online, you could probably research it and find it. I don't know. I was thinking somewhere different instead of, hey, I'm lost in the woods. You know what I should do? I should probably create a Tinder profile to get some rescuing done on me.
Yeah, right. Like, I see this on Facebook where somebody go, is anybody out and about today? I have a flat tire. And I'm like, well, just call the company. Call a friend. What are you doing on Facebook? Hoping, use your phone to call somebody to pick you up. Or help you change the tire. What are you trying to post for? Yeah, that seems like a long way around. But good use of the...
I mean, good use of technology, but I...
Does the guy go, well, I wasn't on Tinder to save anybody, but
right,
I guess I might as well.
Well, that's what I love about it, because, you know, it's all... I'm going to put it eloquently, that really the guys on Tinder are just thirsty, right?
Right.
I don't know how many guys are on Tinder looking for soulmates.
Right.
And I mean, she's a cute girl. I'm looking at the picture. She's a German woman who just got lost in the Norwegian wilderness. And she wrote that the moment you realize you are helpless against Mother Nature, She was, I mean, she was terrified of sliding down the mountain or being struck by another car, which that means the backstory. Like, what do you mean another car?
Wow.
They were sitting in their camper. The car almost hit them. So, I mean, there's a car that drove by. If you're stuck there, why don't you flag down help? I don't know. I'm thinking
good
this
use.
Is just a weird, weird story that ends with, we're using Tinder to find rescuers.
I'm
pretty certain the guys who showed up to rescue were like, that's it?
That's it? Yeah, that's all.
Just a handshake?
Shoot, I was all excited.
Just a quick little hug? I don't get more than just a little job well done? How about a different type of job, if you know what I'm saying?
I gotcha. Yeah. All right, what is the dumb of the day then?
Well,
because that was close.
I said international, right? So
right?
I'm going to Vancouver.
Vancouver. All
God,
right.
I feel like
a little closer to home,
contestant.
But still out of the country.
Yeah, I feel like a game show contestant. There's a hotel in Vancouver. Hotel Z is once again offering their Nooner special.
Nooner special.
Yes.
Which is what?
So at the low cost of $59 for 4 hours, you get a hotel room from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Ooh.
For Valentine's Day.
Oh, wait a minute. This might actually be a good idea.
No, it is a good idea, but then there's another offer on top of that that I think becomes dumb.
Okay, go ahead.
That the other special that they're offering, I'm trying to find the actual, hold on. I wanted to put it into you in their words.
Okay.
That if you, basically, if you book a Nooner this Valentine's Day, and welcome a baby into your family 9 months later.
Oh, God.
We'll give you free Valentine's Day stay at Hotel Z for the next 18 years.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, let's slow this way down.
I'm all aboard on the Nooner. If you're going to say, hey, $60 for a decent hotel room, you know, for 4 hours, and it comes with a caveat. I mean, you got to put me in a wing of the hotel room that because you know I'm not there just to take good – get a good power nap in.
Right.
Then I'm checking in with someone. Checking in with my wife for 4 hours that, we're only there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is definitely, cutting into, we're extending our lunch break, basically.
Wow. Okay, but this also takes out a lot of people into the next offer, right? I mean, there's plenty of married people that don't want to have kids, that can't have kids, plenty of people that really can't have kids.
Is a free hotel room every Valentine's Day really worth the amount of money that you're going to spend for the next 18 years?
Yeah, and who goes, hey, you know what? We talked about having kids, and if we just time it right, we get a hotel stay on Valentine's Day for a while.
Yeah, but what happens if it doesn't stick that one time? And you're not within the 9 months.
So, yeah. Well, oh, God, this is weird. This is a weird promotion.
Do you come in like saying, hey, babe, I'm 2 months pregnant, but let's just go. We'll just say we had a premature kid.
That's right.
I don't know. I mean, there's just.
Is this even worth it?
There seems like there'd be a lot of holes in this plot, basically.
Like every Valentine's Day, like it seems cute at the time. Like if you're a young couple and you have your first child, you're like, every Valentine's Day we can come here. By year seven, you're just like, listen, okay, fine. We're going because we feel like we have to, but I can't, all right, let's just go, let's just do it, we do it every year, let's just go.
I mean, on the one hand, is it a get out of jail free card for the husband?
Maybe, yeah, right?
Do you ever have to say, hey, honey, I booked us that hotel room.
That's right. She's like, well, I did all the work. It's more like my gift to you.
And, let's be honest, they're not using it that first year anyways.
No, it's true.
They're not.
No way. Unless you want to all night long.
Yeah. Unless you have very understanding parents who are coming over or, a family relative or friend that you can dump the kid off of. But when you're in, yeah. And even if you are, you're not using it for what it's meant to be used for.
No. Very true.
We're seasoned enough, you and I, Tony, to know that. Sometimes that's just a great night of sleep.
Yeah, we're finally just getting rest, like crashing as soon as you walk through the door after baby one. Yeah, exactly right. All right, that is the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Tuesday. It's SB Nation AM.